Every Thursday, we talk all things relationship, and talking about your working relationship, family relationship, romantic relationship. But in this case, you're talking about your relationship with work and its relationship with your body. 36% of adults in South Africa have been reported by a study that I saw online by Gallup, were saying are experiencing high levels of daily stress. And I know from conversations I've had with people that I often find myself going, how are you doing? And they're like, I'm good. And they ask me, and I'm like, I really could do with a holiday. And I know usually that's a little bit of a sign for me to say, Cosi, you might be due for a little bit of an unplug moment. Do we take those signs? That's a conversation for another day. But what soon follows for some people is burnout. Not many of us know what it is. Not many of us know how to pick it up or even how to overcome it when we start to experience it, especially when it comes so early in the year. And joining me in studio is someone who is an absolute boffin in speaking to us. This is going to help us this afternoon to navigate this conversation. It's Marijke Swarts, who is a master transformation coach, NLP practitioner, registered psychometrist, an honor psychology graduate. And she joins us this afternoon to help us know how to overcome burnout. But I guess it's good to have you back.
It's so nice to be here. Thank you.
Burnout.
Yes.
It's like you hear that word and you already start to feel a little bit nervous and anxious, because we know this time of year is where we start to experience the first bit of it. But someone might be saying, I don't know what this burnout is. Everybody's always telling me to look out for it. Let's start there. What is burnout actually?
All right. So if you look at the official definition of burnout, it is workplace stress or chronic workplace stress that have not been managed. And as you said, it's not as easy to detect because we kind of start working overtime. And then we, you know, slowly but surely we start experiencing certain things. And burnout is not the same as just stressed. Mm. Yeah, it's a bit different like that.
Yeah. And one of the things that I find with burnout, right, is one, there's a group of people that don't know what it is. Mm. And then there's a whole lot of us who don't know how to identify it, to go, something's going on over here. Because the thing when it comes to, I want to say emotional elements of our body, we miss it because they're not, it's not a bruise I see on my hand. Therefore, I know, okay, I can't deny it. It's showing there. How do I know if I'm finding myself in a space of burnout?
All right. So there's a few things to look out for. The first thing is exhaustion. And this is not just being tired because it was busy at work or there was a big, you know, project going on. It is chronic exhaustion, physically, mentally, emotional. And another big sign that I've noticed, you know, especially with my clients, you know, that sees me, they start off with a sentence, I've lost motivation. That's one of the big signs, you know, that you feel that lack of feeling, lack of excitement, you know, and you just always feel tired and irritable no matter what. And a third sign to look out for is your mindset. Have you noticed that you became more cynical with regards to situations at work, you know, thinking about the glass half empty than half full? Because that's also something that someone notices, is that I no longer see the positive in things. And so it's slowly things like that that creeps up in terms of mindset, emotional, your mood. And then we need to have strategies to work around that.
Are there certain things that exacerbate it, that it's like you're almost likely to experience the chance of burnout like double, triple, because of more common things that you found?
No, absolutely. One of the things are the habits that we have, especially with our phones, that there's no boundaries because we don't mentally switch off. For example, if you have the habit of waking up in the morning, 5 o'clock, checking your emails first thing, you are stealing away crucial time that you had an opportunity to have some me time or family time, but immediately you're thinking of work. So you're back in the office, or you take calls after hours, you know, or check your emails and everything, you know, before bedtime. So those are boundaries that we don't have in place that plays a huge role because there's no balance.
Would I be right in saying entrepreneurs are more likely to experience this quicker?
Yes, but not necessarily.
Okay.
Yes, I think in the workspace that everybody finds themselves in, the lines are blurred between work life, home life balance, working, you know, virtually as well. So those lines have blurred. So it's not necessarily only entrepreneurship.
Yeah. But now you're saying this, Marijke, and I'm going, oh man, I think I've been feeling this. I've been feeling like I'm feeling just like this hanging exhaustion. Mm-hmm. Even if the weekend that's quiet, it's just this constant feeling of I'm really tired, which evidently might be indicating that I'm feeling a bit burnt out. What do I do then? Do I book out and go sleep the whole weekend?
So let me just quickly take a step back in terms of what happens in our body, why we feel so tired. If we look at our nervous system, now there is consistent triggers in our environment, you know, being stuck in traffic, being late for work, a difficult, you know, client that sent an email. So constantly your sympathetic nervous system is constantly being activated. And if you don't have the strategies to relax and reset, your nervous system is in fight or flight mode 24/7. And that exhausts your emotional and mental resources. That's why no matter how much you rest and sleep, you still feel exhausted because your nervous system is activated all the time. So then to get back to your question, how to do that, we need certain strategies in our life to manage the consistent stress that we deal with every single day. For example, a good sleeping patterns, you know, eating healthy, exercising, whatever other exercises that helps you to calm the nervous system, like breathing exercises, meditation, yoga, going for a walk, those type of things. But we need to bring it into our life as a lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, just going away for a holiday or taking a break on the weekend is not enough to reset.
What are some of those? Because that was going to be my next question in realizing that, okay, I don't want to find myself imploring some of the things that you mentioned now. Mm-hmm. I'm great and in like 2 weeks I'm good and I keep going, and then there at about November, literally just before year end, and everybody's trying to finalize projects, and then I feel it again. I'm trying to say, how do I manage it on the day to day? So what are some things that we can incorporate into everyday reality that we can manage ourselves emotionally? I'm hoping also that it mirrors something to our children in terms of managing themselves.
Exactly. No, very good question. I think the first step is self-awareness, you know, to take some time for yourself, self-reflect, and write down a few questions like, where do I not have boundaries? Where am I supposed to be saying no, where I'm saying yes to everything? What unhealthy habits have I, you know, started? Like, you know, overusing of my, you know, social media, trying to kind of escape from reality, and then I waste a lot of time there. Have I stopped exercising? What are the things that I can put in place, like a morning routine? What morning routine would set me up for the day that will serve me better? You know, diarizing, meditation, exercising, whatever works for you that sets you up for the day. And how can you also end your day? You know, like you said, you know, to also show to our family and our kids that there's a balanced approach and I'm present.
Yeah.
You know, when I spend time with you, it is quality time that I'm present. I'm not scrolling on my phone or, you know, answering emails, you know, that type of thing. To truly be intentional about in that moment, you know, to being present and not thinking about work.
Not thinking about the next thing and that other thing and that other project that needs to be sorted out. Marika, I know there's someone who's listening to us right now going, man, I identify with this so much. I can't, not now. I'm in the middle of a project. I'm in the middle of exam time. It's just not the right time. I just need to push. I need to work hard. This is the badge of honor of I work hard and I don't sleep. And this is something that we've picked up in culture that's been celebrated and really normalized. Mm-hmm. What do you say to that person? And I think what I'm asking in this question is to go, what's on the other side of not heeding the warning signs of your body?
The thing is, it becomes very difficult to come back from burnout because then certain illnesses arise because we don't take care of our body. We lose our passion and motivation for things that we used to enjoy, which is very difficult to come back from because you need to do a lot of work then in terms of your mindset and your health and everything. So what's important is if it's now crunch time, it's not like, oh, I can take a break. There's certain small things that you can do. For example, every hour, take a 5-minute break. Just get up, go outside, get some sunshine, walk around the building, take a glass of water, become more present because stress is in our mind a lot of the times because we're thinking about what I still need to do or things I haven't done yet and we feel overwhelmed instead of just stopping and using your senses. You can use that as well. What am I seeing, feeling physically in front of me? Just doing that now, you know, you can feel like you can calm, just be in the moment, you know. So there's small things that one can do to yeah, to prevent it.
Yeah, sure. And it's realizing how it's not so much this big thing that needs big travel to Cape Town for a week, but it's small adjustments we can make in our day to day that make a massive difference. But I do know there's someone who's listening going, but like, I need to see you. I need to speak to you. I need help. I need to help try figure this out, running three businesses. How do they reach out to you if they want to get more information?
Absolutely. They can just search online for Life Purpose Coaching and they will find me.
Mareka, thank you so much. Always just bringing a little bit of center in the midst of what feels overwhelming sometimes. And I know for you, this was really helpful. Mareka Swartz joining us here on Drive 3 to 6. She is a life purpose coach. And she just really just says, you know what? I've got your hand and we will get through this together. Because I know you might be feeling like, Kwesi, it is a really tough time trying to get those clients, trying to secure that project. But what's even better is making sure that you're whole on the back of wrapping up that project that you're busy with.